I'm Heidi Holton. Thanks for choosing this KAXE KBXE conversation. We are member-supported radio, a National Public Radio affiliate in northern Minnesota. We need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Go to KAXE.org, and thanks for listening. That's right. It's time to find out what's going on in our back door, in our backyard, I guess you might say.
A big backyard.
Yeah, it's very big. From 3 to 7 o'clock today, it's Visitors Day at the University of Minnesota's North Central Research and Outreach Center in Grand Rapids. Dr. Vince Fritz is the director there, and he joins us now. Thanks for being with us, Vince.
Hi, Heidi. How are you today?
Good. Thanks. Thanks for being with us. So, give us kind of an overview for those who don't know. First of all, do you call it NICROC?
We call it NICROC for short.
Okay.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier to say.
Yeah, and it makes it kind of cool. It's kind of rock and roll-y.
Absolutely.
So what is it? What is the whole purpose of NICROC?
The whole purpose of NICROC is we're part of a broader network in the whole University of Minnesota system. There are many of these ROCs, as we call them, located throughout the state that represent different environmental climates, rainfall patterns, temperature patterns, winter severity. And the whole idea behind that, the whole purpose that was behind that back in the late 1800s, early 1900s by the University of Minnesota was to create opportunities to do agricultural natural resource sciences across that spectrum of environments to really get a handle on solving some of those production-related problems in various locations throughout the state.
So, Vince, I go through walks up there a lot. So I walk by the apples and I walk by the blueberries and I wonder to myself, what the heck are they studying? What happens when they study these things? So tell us about what you do with apples and what you do with blueberries and what advancements have happened over years because of those studies.
Sure. Because NICROC is the northernmost research and outreach center in the whole continental 48 states, we have a very unique situation here where we have severe weather situations in the winter that allow us to screen a lot of horticultural crops and other crops for winter hardiness. So as we breed new varieties of apples or blueberries, for example, we're looking for some of those key attributes such as winter hardiness because they've got to survive the cold and long winters. Oh. So you walk by near our forested areas, and you'll see the experimental apple orchard and some blueberry plantings down in our horticulture area, and those are really part of a fruit breeders program. Dr. Jim Luby with the University of Minnesota, who is really, I'm sure many people that are listening here this morning are familiar with the apple Honeycrisp, and now the most recent one that's come out from the program called First Kiss.
So it's not necessarily about enhancing and making a blueberry or an apple better each year. It's about their survival as well.
Well, first of all, I mean, you can't have an apple variety grow in Minnesota unless first and foremost it's winter hardy. So that was when the apple breeding program began many, many years ago. That was one of the first challenges that those earlier breeders took on. But since the program has developed over the years and now being shepherded by Dr. Jim Luby, we've been able to release several high-quality apple varieties that are not only winter hardy but have really desirable horticultural characteristics like taste and texture.
Well, there's some new things at this year's Visitors Day that people can find out about. Tell us about the Bog Tour.
Yeah, the Bog Tour. The Bog Tour is in our forested area, and we're really excited about that because it'll create an opportunity for people to take a short bog walk on some planks into the forest and hear about some of the role that the bog plays in our forested areas, as well as some of the very unique plants that live in that community.
And some what else is new for this year at Visitors
Day? Also this year is we have a wild rice paddy tour where visitors will be able to jump on a bus and take a short trip over to our wild rice experimental paddies where you'll hear about some of the efforts to improve the quality and production capability of wild rice and also learn about some conservation efforts that are being done by our new wild rice breeder who just joined the University of Minnesota less than a year ago.
And you're going to have educators on hand to help people with questions?
Absolutely. You'll be able to meet some of the newer faculty that are on staff. You'll also be able to meet many of our staff members of NCROC, as well as the University of Minnesota Extension, that are also helping us with this day today.
John got kind of excited when he saw potato research there.
Yeah.
So and I said, really?
Right.
And he goes, yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, first of all, what is a good potato? But is the research the very same as it is for blueberries and apples? You're looking for something that's hearty and...
It is, John, and we're really excited about that because many years ago, the potato breeding program was very active here at NCROC in Grand Rapids, and one of the reasons why our site is attractive to the potato breeding program is because we provide a very unique isolation location in the state away from general potato production so that it allows the potato breeder to develop their seed or foundation stock with which to do some screening without the worries and concerns about pest or disease pressures. So it creates a very unique opportunity for them to participate or engage in NCROC's land resources here for the very early stages of their breeding program.
So, Vince, I'm always curious about ages because here at Northern Community Radio, we're always trying to get a younger audience, as is everybody in all the things that they do. If I was to attend this event and look around, what is the average age, and are you doing things to try and get younger people involved?
Yeah, that's a great question, John. Yes, I mean, we have a lot of information, a lot of wagon tours and walking tours and bus tours that will take families to these different locations and hear about the research that's going on in the different areas that which we've discussed here this morning. And it's also designed to sort of highlight and put a spotlight on why people that would come to visit us here today would care about some of the work that we do, because we want to try to show how it impacts or can impact their life every day. Now, that being said, we also have an awful lot of fun activities for kids of all ages. We've got a new passport game that we hope the kids will enjoy, where they'll be able to take a passport-type booklet from location to location, get stamps in their booklet, and depending upon how successful or how many stamps they get, they can get different prizes and things like that. So we hope they enjoy that. There should be some other kid games as well at some of the various stops along the way.
And Farmer Ed with the petting zoo?
Farmer Ed with the petting zoo, absolutely.
Whoa.
He's going to be here with us today.
I think, though, John, we are kind of burying the lead here on NCROC's Visitors Day because there are free brew samples.
Yeah, you can have a brewski and a barbecue sandwich? Are you kidding?
Absolutely, absolutely. So we have some free beer samples, some Boreal Brewers. We also have Culver's that will be on site to provide some free custard samples. And Duke Scorch will be in town and have beef and pork sandwiches for sale as well. So we hope people come out. We also have some popcorn as well for people. So we hope people come out and enjoy the afternoon with us.
Well, there is so many other things going on, but before we go, tell us a little bit about what we might find out about your pollinator study.
Yes, so the pollinator study. So this is an interesting study where it's looking at the use of green peppers, and the interest was to determine whether or not by excluding pollinators by using a screening treatment from pepper plants, if it would impact the rate of pepper set and the rate of maturity or development. And so that's going on, and some of the first harvests of those green peppers have just started here in NCROC, and we're one of several sites located throughout the state. And that's a project that's coordinated by one of our extension educators, Julie Weisenhorn, who's in the University of Minnesota Extension Service.
That is Dr. Vince Fritz. He's the director of NCROC. That's the North Central Research and Outreach Center. It's their Visitors Day today. It's from 3 to 7 o'clock. It's free and open to the public on the campus of Itasca Community College. If you need more information, call us at 800-662-5799. Vince, thanks so much.
Thank you, Heidi. Thank you, John.
You bet.